Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Reacts. I want to talk about Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B's performance at the VMAs. They're two beautiful women. I'm not going to sit here in front like they're not. If Meg Thee Stallion didn't twerk, if Meg Thee Stallion wasn't half naked and is and sexually explicit as she is, would she have a career? If Cardi B wasn't as sexually explicit, ratchet, hood, would she have a career? And I'm going to say, you know, it's a lot of speculation that Cardi B doesn't write her own lyrics. But the thing is, a lot of our most, you know, favorite artists didn't write their own shit. The point is, if they can perform it well and it does well. So the answer to my question is yes. I think that Meg and Cardi would have careers if they didn't twerk and wasn't as sexually explicit as they are. But I would say that their careers wouldn't be where they are right now without them being sexually explicit. If you look at Love the Genius, Chaynor, Rhapsody, Ciroc, all of them make a living off of hip hop. They're not, their careers are not as lucrative as Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion and Lotto and Coi Leray. I just want to talk about something. I know a lot of women were in the audience and they were really excited and dancing along with the music and very excited about the situation. But I have four kids and I have two girls. A lot of the things that I do and I say, I try to really think how it would affect my children. Ollie, come and say hi to everybody. Come here. This is my baby. She's home from school today. She's not feeling well. But everything that I do and say, I think how it would come back and affect my kids. I mean, Cardi B has kids. I don't believe Meg Thee Stallion have children, but my point is, a lot of these women are being sexually explicit. They're sleeping with a lot of different men. They're going on these podcasts and being just really raunchy. I want to play this and I'm going to come back.
I've become really unhappy and regretting certain decisions that I've made.
Like regretting just like making that kind of content or like just...
There's so many different factors. The first one is my parents. It took a while for them to be proud of me. They're proud of me now that I'm 24 and I'm financially stable.
Yeah.
But I don't think they like what I do. And that's like hard, not being able to talk to them about like my career.
If you are doing what you need to do to make your money for your family and build a better life for your future children, but you have to do this, more than likely, you know, your children are going to be exposed to the things that you've done in, you know, when you were younger. And how is that going to affect your children? I don't think a lot of people really... a lot of these artists nowadays, they don't really, it's like just for the now. They don't think about how this is going to affect their children once they retire and once their children are out in the limelight or going to these little schools and stuff like that, and children are more aware of things than we as parents think they are. Just like the young boy called with Mia Khalifa, and he recognized her. And from the look on her face, she was like, she was kind of embarrassed. If she's embarrassed, and that's not even her child, some of these videos and performances that are going on at the VMAs, and, you know, with specifically Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion with bongos, and with their first song together, WAP, I really don't get it. I don't understand. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the video. You know, they're beautiful women. The performance, as a man, I'm looking at it like, wow, you know, that's cool, whatever. Because I have eyes. But would the video have as much views? Let's research this right now. Cardi B. Let's see. This video was released 5 days ago, and it has over 10 million views. Let's see. WAP. Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion's WAP video 3 years ago, 500 million views. Now, let's look up Sot Rock. Sot Rock video Forever, when she's sitting on a throne, was released 5 years ago and has 6 million views. Sex sells. I get it. But my body, my choice, and sexual liberation, all that nonsense, I get it. But why do we have to do this? They're both beautiful, talented black women that are on stage acting like they're scissoring. Meg Thee Stallion is pulling a little short dress up, you know, making her ass bounce. I don't know. I think it's kind of embarrassing, but it's just like, I'm glad they're making their money. You know, black people making millions of dollars, that's dope. I love it. But it's like Cardi B said something some years ago. She said she was in a drill song with somebody. I don't really listen to that music, but she said it brought her back to a very demonic and negative place. Going back, you know, and she's even had videos of her saying that she used to drug men and they would have sex with trannies and, you know, they would blackmail them and, you know, steal a lot of money from them and everything. One thing I don't understand about that is, like, I get it. Killing people and drugging men and stealing from them is a very bad place to be. But as a woman that has a daughter, you don't think that what you're doing now is kind of crazy, like on stage acting like with another woman up there twerking. I don't know. I guess we've become desensitized to a lot of the over sexualized female hip hop. I had a couple of years ago with my old podcast partner, we had a conversation, and I believe we were talking about hood and ghetto mentalities. And I was on the side of, if you're an adult, you should know right from wrong. It doesn't matter if you grew up in that environment, but once you are in another environment or you see something that somebody else does and you think is wrong, then shouldn't like a light bulb go off in your head that what you're doing is wrong as well? And he made a valid point. He said, well, if you grew up in a certain environment and that's all you know, and the ratchet hood shit is not frowned upon and it's normalized in your environment, then how would you know that what you're doing and the way you're acting in front of certain people would make them look at you a certain way? And he made an excellent point. So my point is, Cardi B has changed from who she used to be. Stripper, you know, drugging and robbing men. But she went from one toxic behavior to another toxic behavior while she has children. What is, I mean, that could create a big issue. And children can be embarrassed. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, I'm Julius Mitchell, and I'm out.